Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. How do you feel when someone is late? Let's say that you are supposed to meet someone around 4 p.m., but then they don't show up until maybe 4:30 or 5. They really left you waiting for about 30 minutes or even an hour. Does this make you feel valued? Probably not. Well, yesterday we started a lesson about how you shouldn't be late. That's right, don't be late. That's today's lesson. Today's lesson is called Don't Be Late. And the question I have for you is, what is one way to be on time? And friends, I'm so glad that you weren't late for today's lesson. You would be missing this intro right now. Well, anyway, open up your magazines and let's begin.
Don't be late. These negative judgments about you can translate into negative effects on your interests. If people don't trust you, they won't do business with you. If you're an employee, your being late can affect your company. One way to be on time is to make a plan for your day and stick to it. Leave yourself more time than you think you need to finish tasks. That way, you might be early, which is even better.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 translate 这个动词 T-R-A-N-S 这个字首有跨越或穿越的意思，所以 translate 我们学过是指翻译。例如 Do you know how to translate French into Chinese? 你知道如何把法文翻成中文吗？但是在今天的课文里 translate 是指使转化或使转变。如果要说明转化成什么的话，是用 into 这个介系词。例如 It's not easy to translate the child-rearing philosophies you read in books into practical methods. 要把书上读到的育儿理论转化成实际可行的方式并不容易。或者是 Bad first impressions can be translated into future communication problems. 不良的第一印象很可能会演变成未来沟通上的问题。继续我们看 stick to 这个成语。Stick 是指黏住或固定住。所以 stick to something 是指坚守、固守或者是忠于某件事或信念。所以 stick 的过去式还有过去分词都是 stuck, S-T-U-C-K。例如 ,even though the weather was bad, we stuck to our plan and reached the summit by noon. 即使天气不好我们还是坚守原计划中午以前就到了山顶。或者是 can we stick to our meeting agenda and stop discussing unrelated subjects? 我们可以照原来会议的议程进行不要再讨论无关的主题吗？ So, let's get right into our lesson. We read, these negative judgments about you can translate into negative effects on your interests.
Wait, what negative judgments?
I was just getting to that. What? So you remember yesterday we learned about some negative judgments. If you're late, people might think that you're always late, or if you're disorganized, or if you don't know how to prioritize, you don't know how to make decisions.
Oh, and then maybe that you're not reliable or trustworthy in other areas of life.
Exactly.
Right, so things that might not necessarily be true, but because you're late, people might judge you like that.
That's right.I mean, it's like if you're going to a job interview,、you might be a very organized person, right? And you might have a very,、I guess, an amazing resume. But you go to that job interview and you're late.、
People might think things.
People will think things.、
Yeah, at least they're going to assume something, right? And、maybe they might try to give you the benefit of the doubt. That's a phrase we want to talk about later. However, The point is, try not to be late.、So how does our lesson continue, though? So these judgments can translate into negative effects on your interests.
Right. We read, if people don't trust you, they won't do business with you. Okay, let's pause there for just a moment and talk about the phrase to do business with someone. If you're doing business with someone, the idea here is that one person sells something and then another person buys what you're selling.
Yeah, exactly. So it could be between two individual people that are doing business with each other, or even one person and then maybe a company. And so they're doing business with each other. And it's important to do business with trustworthy people, people that you can trust and rely on. Now, another way to use this phrase is after people have done business with each other, they might say, well, it's been a pleasure doing business with you, or simply, pleasure doing business with you.
That's right. If you're an employee, your being late can affect your company. Just imagine for a moment that you do a TV program, a live TV program.
So okay, yeah. So not one like this.
So we don't do a live TV program, okay? But let's say that you do, and the show is supposed to start at 2 o'clock, and you arrive at 2:10.
That's going to be awkward.
That's going to be very awkward, and it could cost you your job.
Yeah, you're right about that. There's no excuse. But that's just one example, right? So don't be late. It can affect your company and your job. We read here, one way to be on time is to make a plan for your day and stick to it. And Michelle talked about that.
And that is the answer to the question I asked earlier.
You asked a question?
Oh, I did. The question was, what is one way to be on time?
One way to be on time is to make a plan and stick to it.
Oh, you got it right.
So basically, as much as you can, don't change your plans at all, okay? So leave yourself more time than you think you need to finish tasks.
So it sounds like you really should give yourself a little buffer.
Yeah.
You know that word, buffer?
Yeah, exactly, a buffer. That's not in our lesson. What does it mean?
Well, a buffer is just something that helps protect from harm. But in our lesson, we're talking about really giving yourself buffer time, meaning that you're just giving yourself a little bit more time than maybe you need so that you can arrive somewhere on time.
And this reminds me of some of the school activities that Rebecca and I and some coworkers go to. Sometimes we complain because we get to the school like 2 or 3 hours ahead of the program, and we think, why do we need all this time? Why couldn't we wake up later and just get there maybe an hour beforehand? But the manager always reminds us that we need that buffer time just in case there are problems with the sound equipment and other things. So it is important to have buffer time.
Now, just to kind of add to that, it's always annoying showing up 2 or 3 hours early until there's a problem.
Right.
And then when you have a problem, you're like, thank you that we arrived 2 hours early.
Exactly.
But you never know when that problem is going to happen.
Right. So in some situations, it's really important to have a buffer time. And I think that's the idea here. Leave yourself more time than you think you need to finish tasks. That way you might be early, which is even better.
Well, this reminds me of another phrase, and that is always late, but worth the wait.
Yeah. You know, my uncle used to say this.
Oh.
Or actually, I guess we used to say it about my uncle because he would always show up at family reunions at least 2 hours late. But we loved him, so we would say always late, but worth the wait.
So that means that even though he was late, he was worth waiting for, right?
Right. Now, I don't think that that you should use this as an excuse to be late. Maybe you're an awesome person, but still, try to be on time.
Right, and you just might get some brownie points.
Hey, huh? Brownie points. Let's go have some brownie points in
the Info Cloud. Welcome to Info Cloud. Friends, today I want to ask Rex to help me earn some brownie points with my husband.
I would love to, Carolyn. But first, we should explain what brownie points are and how you earn them.
Of course. But the best way to explain brownie points is to explain how you earn them. You get brownie points by
doing nice things for other people.
Now, this expression implies that there is a point scoring and award system, but there isn't. But the idea is that by doing things for other people, their goodwill is its own reward.
And now there is a lot of disagreement about the origin of this phrase. A lot of people associate it with the Girl Scouts.
Young Girl Scouts are called brownies, and not because they sell cookies to raise money. In the United Kingdom, brownies are helpful fairies.
Brownie points, then, could be the good things that the Girl Scouts would do to earn badges. But there are other claims to the origins of this expression.
Well, no matter where it came from, I'm curious how you plan to earn brownie points with your husband, Carolyn.
Well, there is a particular book that I know he would like, but it's not available in Taipei. I know that you travel to the U.S. often, so would you be willing to bring it back on your next trip?
I will be happy to.
Thank you so much.
今天要学一个用语 ,brownie points, 意思是做好事以得着别人的赞赏。对于这个用语的出处虽然有许多不同的看法，但大部分人都同意 brownie 泛指幼年的女童军。他们在完成任务后会获得徽章以资奖励。时至今日，当我们想获得别人的赞赏，留下好印象时，我们就可以使用这个用语。例如 ,I try to earn some brownie points with my mom by cooking for her tonight. 我试着今晚为妈妈煮饭来赢得她的赞许。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello, everyone. My dad always told me to be early is to be on time, and to be on time is to be late. Basically, he's saying, if you're actually on time, then you're already late. So you should show up to wherever you want to go a few minutes early.Well, we are continuing this lesson about the importance of not being late. If you're always late, your friends are really not going to be able to trust you, and people won't want to do business with you, right? Well, friends, we have more to learn about this very important topic right now.
Don't be late. Of course,You can't always be on time. Everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes circumstances beyond your control slow you down. When that happens, let the person who's waiting for you know as soon as possible. When you arrive, apologize, and try to make sure it doesn't happen again. And when you do make it to events on time, pat yourself on the back.You're making your life and the lives of those around you less stressful. People around you are sure to appreciate your effort.
All right, 接下来我们看 apologize 这个动词。Apologize 是指道歉或认错。如果要说明跟谁道歉是用 to 这个介系词，为什么事情道歉是用 for 这个介系词。例如 Fiona apologized to her friend for hurting her feelings. Fiona 因为伤了朋友的感情而跟他道歉。或者是 We would like to apologize to you for all the inconvenience we've caused. 我们想要为我们所引起的所有不便跟你道歉。它的名词是 apology, A-P-O-L-O-G-Y.例如 I think I owe you an apology, 我认为我应该要跟你道歉。最后我们看的是 appreciate 这个动词 P-R-E-C-I 这个字根有价值的意思，所以 appreciate 在这里是指感谢。例如 I really appreciate your support of my decision and I'll prove you're right, 我真的很感谢你们对我的决定的支持，而且会证明你们的支持是正确的。 Appreciate 也指领会、了解或认识到。例如 I think one day people will truly appreciate how much you've devoted to your job. 我想有一天人们一定会真正了解你对工作有多么的投入。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now, if it were up to me, everyone would always show up on time. However, our lesson makes a very good point. Of course, you can't always be on time. I mean, sometimes I'm late.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are just circumstances beyond one's control.
Yeah, that is true. Like what? Our lesson says that everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes circumstances beyond your control slow you down.
And there's one particular example I'd like to share with you, and that is a traffic jam caused by an accident. So let's say that usually, you know, you left at the right time, and you usually don't have any problems with traffic, but on this particular occasion, there happened to be an accident, so there's a traffic jam. This is a circumstance beyond your control.
Yeah, and there are many situations like this, right? Sometimes flights are canceled or postponed, delayed, right, which causes people to miss their next flight, which means they make it back home a lot later than they thought, and they might miss a meeting or something like that. Those things are out of your control. But we read on here, when that happens, let the person who's waiting for you know as soon as possible. Now, there are a couple of different phrases we want to talk about here, but the first one is, I think that it's important to try to believe what the person says, what the circumstance was, and maybe try to give that person the benefit of the doubt.
Bingo! That is the phrase that we want to talk about, and that is to give someone the benefit of the doubt. This just means that you decide to believe someone, even though you don't know for sure if the reason that they're telling you is actually true.
That's right. Maybe there's no proof that it's not true. And this makes me think of that kind of a funny joke excuse that students would give their teachers. They might say, my dog ate my homework, so I don't have my homework today. Now, that teacher might be nice, and they might want to give the student the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps the dog did eat the homework. The first time it's important for a teacher to give someone the benefit of the doubt. But what happens sometimes is something happens over and over and over again. Now you can start to question the person. And should you really always give them the benefit of the doubt?
Right. Good point. Now our lesson does say when that happens, that is if there's a circumstance beyond your control, you really should let the person who's waiting for you know as soon as possible. So there's a phrase that we'd like to talk about, and that is to give someone a heads up. If you give someone a heads up, that just means that you tell someone something will happen before it actually happens.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to give my friend a heads up because she's having a dinner next week, and I want to invite some other people.
Okay.
Yeah, but she needs to know how much to prepare.
Oh, does she know that you're inviting other people?
That's what I'm giving her a heads up about.
Are you giving her a heads up or are you asking her if you can invite other people?
Ah, I should ask her.
Yes, maybe you should ask her first.
Uh-huh.
And then give her a heads up as to how many extra people
right.
might be coming.
Okay, that's a good idea. Thanks, Rebecca. Oh, by the way, you know, my friend might respond with, thanks for the heads up. You know, that's a good way to respond if somebody has told you something that they needed to tell you, they've notified you, you could say, thanks for the heads up.
Ah, that's right. Thanks for the heads up. Well, thanks for the heads up, Gabe, that you need to notify your friend.
Yeah, all done.
All done. Good. So then we can go ahead and keep moving along.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we read, when you arrive, apologize and try to make sure it doesn't happen again. That is when you arrive somewhere and you've made your friend wait a long time for you, be sure to apologize.
And we read on, when you do make it to events on time, pat yourself on the back. Now that's a...
Like this?
Yeah, it's not too hard to do, is it? Pat yourself on the back?
Yeah.
My arm's not that long. I can't do it right now.
Oh.
Pat myself on the shoulder.
Okay, well that works too. Well now this is just a fun phrase. It doesn't necessarily always mean that you're going to pat yourself on the back like this. It really just means Or it's a way of giving yourself praise, saying that you did a good job.
Yeah, that's right. Albert, you went 2 weeks without having any sugar or what else didn't you have? Well, anyway, you went on a diet for 2 weeks. You should give yourself a pat on the back.
And friends, the next time you arrive somewhere on time, give yourself a pat on the back. Moral lesson says you're making your life and the lives of those around you less stressful. People around you are sure to appreciate your effort. I do appreciate it when people make an effort to arrive places on time.
Well, I always appreciate Hazel's effort because she does such a great job with those
review skits.
Do you know anyone who is always late?
Oh, hey, I'm here. Am I late?
Yes, you are late again.
Well, being late is a small problem.
No, being late has serious consequences.
What do you mean?
It communicates that you have no respect.
Oh, why do you say that?
You're wasting my time.
Well, yeah, maybe, but...
If you don't show up when you say you will, how can I trust you?
Well, what about...
Moreover, you show up late for business meetings. Can't you keep track of your schedule?
It's not easy.
You are so disorganized.
Hey, are you making negative judgments about me?
Yes, I am. And negative judgments translate into negative effects.
What negative effects?
It can cost you. If someone doesn't trust you, they won't do business with you.
Oh, no, I don't want to lose business.
How can I be on time? Make a plan for your day and stick to it.
I try, but...
Allow more time than you think you need.
But what if I'm... Early.
Early is better.
But I can't always be on time.
True, circumstances beyond our control sometimes slow us down.
Exactly. So then what?
Let the person who is waiting know as soon as possible.
Oh, okay. Next time I'll give you a call.
And apologize. And make sure it doesn't happen again.
Okay, that's good advice. I'll start making it on time.
Great. When you do, pat yourself on the back.
Because?
It will make life less stressful, especially for me.
You know, I was just thinking, I know punctuality is valued differently in different countries and cultures. However, the countries that have the best economies do value punctuality.
So what can we learn from that? Punctuality is important.
I was going to say be on time.
Well, means the same thing.
That's right.
Friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.
Right here on Studio Classroom. A lifetime.